I invite you to take a glorious breath out. Blow all the air that is in your lungs out of your open mouth. Then take a conscious breath in through your nose and sigh it gently out of your mouth. Let's do that again. Breathe in through your nose. Feel the corners of your lungs expand. Let your belly expand. And then sigh it out. Once more, for the power of three. Breathe in. And release. So let's get comfy with nature, shall we? You don't need to dress warmly, but you do need to be willing to walk the path. I invite you to see in your mind's eye that you are in the woods. The trees are tall and reaching up to the sun, and there are tiny trails that wend through them. You look around with no clue where you are meant to go, but there is an urging, an invitation to pick a path and walk it. So you do. This is a well-worn path, not by human feet, but by deer, foxes, rabbits, badgers, and a myriad of others. As you place your right foot on the path, you feel a hum radiate up through the sole of your shoe, and it vibrates up through your leg, your torso, neck, face, and out the top of your head. You place your left foot on the well-worn path and the same thing happens. Odd? You step out and follow the invitation and welcoming that is calling to you, niggling you and whispering into your soul. As you walk along this path, you have to push back bushes, make your way around skinny trees, scramble over rocks and fallen trees, and climb up the bank so you can see over the top. The smells are delicious. They are fresh, clean, and most certainly earthy. You can smell the damp soil, the different smells of each tree. Is that a cedar? An oak? Beech? Possible birch? You allow your sensations to be tantalized and teased, and you smile with wonder. You know you are meant to be here, but have no clue why. As you walk along, you see small streams burbling and babbling over the rocks and gently sliding down the slope to who knows where. You can hear the calls and conversations of various birds above you in the branch canopy, and it is like music that you don't quite understand, but your body responds to it. Your heart opens and your shoulders relax. Out of the corner of your eye, you see a bird bolt out of the bush and fly up to a branch above you. You have no clue what this bird is, and a feather wafts down from above, and you gleefully run to capture it in your hands and take the time to look at all the tiny wisps that make up this gorgeously patterned feather. And then you tuck it in your pocket. You once heard long ago that when a feather lands in front of you, it's a gift from the angels. As you reach the rise, you look down through the trees, and there is the most magnificent lea, with flowers dotting the ground and a babbling brook. But what catches your eye is right smack dab in the middle is the biggest tree you have ever seen. You can literally hear its heart song from where you stand. It is strong, proud, and the energy pulses from it. Your heart sings in response, and you gleefully run down the tiny pathway to get up close and personal with this glorious tree. As you approach, you look up and see its canopy spread wide and far and so incredibly high. And in the canopy, there are a myriad of birds, squirrels, and some other small animals you don't know. This is a tree that invites, nurtures, and is so deeply rooted. you realize that it would take 10 of you with your fingertips touching to circle the circumference of this glorious tree. This tree has been there for eons and has weathered many storms, felt the breeze of many winds, and still grows tall, strong, and beautiful. You clamber up and feel impelled to just hug and touch the sentient being. So you reach out and hug it as much as you can, and you place your cheek against its bark. You feel such a rush of energy pouring out to you, coursing through your veins and singing to your soul. You can feel the heartbeat of the earth coming through to you with another invitation. As you let the whispers of this invitation into your mind and heart, you step back and smile a big-assed grin. Yes, yes. And as if in a dance, in front of this glorious tree, you bring your hands together in prayer pose at your heart, and then you stretch your left hand up to the heavens with the palm facing up, whilst you stretch your right hand down to the earth with your palm facing down. You can feel the stretch in your body, but what is more important is the energy that floods into each palm. You are connected to heaven and earth. You bring your hands up and meet again in prayer pose before your heart. You can see clearly the tree that you are in your own mind. And as you repeat the movement, sending your right hand up to the heaven and your left hand down to earth, you can feel a strong root shooting out of your feet, going deep, deep into the core of the earth. And as you keep repeating this movement, you can feel yourself standing taller, lengthening, in fact, and the arm that reaches up becomes the branches of the tree that you are, and you pull the energy of the heavens in, and it floods it down to your roots, and you pull the energy of earth up and offer it out of your branches to the heavens. You can feel the wind whisper loving words around you, and as you grow and expand with this energy, you see your branches leaf out in golds and greens and coppers, and birds come to rest and play. A small bunny nestles close to your trunk. A deer walks into the lea and comes to graze on the grass around your roots. Within a brief period of time, you look up at your glorious canopy that is reaching for the heavens, and you can feel the strong rooting to the earth, and you can hear the whisper of the wind blowing around you, and the chattering of the animals, and the murmurings, and you feel so loved, so connected, and strong. Because you are. You are part of the divine, and you are part of Mother Earth, and you have the strength to bend and flex when the wind is strong and still come back to center. Breathe in, and as you do, send out a blessing to whomever or whatever that needs some healing, and bring your hands into prayer pose in front of your heart. Feel your roots and branches come back in, and know that you carry this energy with you from this moment forth. All you need to do is reach for the heavens and the earth. Breathe in again. And as you sigh it out, come back to your body. And as you take one more deep breath in, you might want to brush the leaves out of your hair and take the moss off your arse. Welcome back, strong one.